Yo, what is going on, you guys? Welcome back to I'm Carter from I Was Supposed to Be Behind the Camera for the Scribble News Podcast. And today, I'm just gonna set y'all in stone about college football, tell y'all the preseason college football top 25. And they've already been the top four teams in the country. Sorry about the team, guys. Schedule has already been released, but basically, make sure you go check those out on Throwball News. But as today, we're back on the Throwball News podcast. Number one is Duke. They are led by the preseason college football player of the year in AJ Williams. They bring in the top 10 recruiting class headed by five-star small forward Jack Goodwin, four-star shooting guard Dwayne Gordon and Quentin Walker, and two-star small forward Kevin Singler. Number two is Duke Star Travel North Carolina. They bring back the former number two ranked recruit in the country, and Ian Donahue. They return almost everybody, except for their established guards Page, and MJ Page, and William Britt. Number three, the Texas Longhorns. They return everything, and in my opinion, I predict them to go all the way to the national championship and win it, just because they have the most talent in the country, but they just may not be able to mesh it all together by the season's end. Number four, Naples. They have tons of talent, and in the recent years, they are tied with Arkansas for the most national championships ever. But they do not win one since 2015. So those were the one season that went into the two season profile of Arkansas. They return almost everybody, but they lose 2017-2018 College Football Player of the Year, Kelvin Robinson, the number one pick in the 2018 NCBL Draft, and the number three pick in the 2018 NCBL Draft, and the former number one player in the 2016 class, and J.A. Williams. Number six, the UALR Trojans. They return the preseason point guard of the year, and Allie Freeman. They landed the number two ranked point guard country in C.J. Williams. They returned junior guard Harris Bethel, junior forward Kayvon Robinson. They bring in freshman power forward Reynolds and Parker. USC Trojans. They returned Darius Robertson, a senior. They returned point guard Christian Grant, sophomore. Dee Thompson, D.D. Richardson. Are two five-star wings who will be able to help the team immediately. Right, the Georgia Bulldogs. They return their two guards, Mark Fielding as a senior and Christian Thomas as a sophomore. Freddie Jones comes in and is their highest-rated recruit. Now we are into the three seeds. Number nine, Georgia Baptist. They return guard Manny Tate and Christian Jones. And their top-rated recruit is Wesley Thompson, the 7th-ranked power forward, number 43 overall. But the country, number 10, Virginia State, their first year in the Arkansas Valley. Alexander was not the starter at point guard last year, but he was a great bench piece for them. They returned wing Jaden Durant, probably the best returning player for them. And their top-rated fruit is Zion Thomas. Hey, bye. continue on with the Atlanta Robins of the Arkansas Valley. They return star point guard B.J. Armstead. But that's pretty much it. They lose everybody else. Number 12, the Denver Boons return Elliot and Jasper Olina. They're two cornerstone pieces. Jasper senior, Elliot junior. But they bring in the top power forward in the country in Henry Akers. The 14th now, number 13, NC State. They return Cam Barber, the senior guard. And they land a top 25 player in Mitch Westcott, small forward out of Columbia, South Carolina. And number 14, G. Arlington. They land a nice four-star prospect in Devin Mills of Dallas, Texas. They return the shooting guard of shooting guard of the year, Thomas Cook. Number 15, Missouri. They return the top 5 point guard in the country in KK Hill Jr. They landed 2 four-star guards, Lee Patrick and Thomas Pritchard. The Virginia compliment, even though he was the higher rated prospect, but a point guard, and Patrick a shooting guard. They also landed a 5-star power forward, Allen Williamson, 3rd-ranked power forward, and then a wing out of Little Rock and Quinn Wells, a top 20 prospect. Number 16, Alabama. They return 2 wings and sharpshooter Andrew McCaffrey. He's a great 3-and-D guy for them. And another junior in Evan Brown, Evan Brown, he is a great scorer, and he's the star of that team. They do lose a great established guard in Mitch McCarron, but Brown is unlikely to create. But they do replace him with Mike Johnson, a 2-star point guard out of Birmingham, and center Greg Little, and they also got Greg Williams, another 5-star center. Who will come off the bench for them? Krishan Thomas was their center last year, but he was moved over to the power forward spot. He's learned to spread the floor. Next, we have the 5 seeds. Alabama's arch rival, number 17, Auburn. They landed 3 pretty good wings. All of them playing small forward, and Trevor James, who's going to play the 2 guard, the top player in the state of Georgia, the number 4 ranked small forward, number 11 overall player in the 2018 class, Rakeem Mayton, a transfer from Central Arkansas. He's going to have a year after sitting out this year. He's going to have a year to play. And then Antonio Pointer, the number 10 ranked small forward, number 28 overall player in the 2018 class. And off the bench, Nick Bull is going to be a great presence. He got a 3-year starter, but Pointer beat him out for the job. And then a top 5 center in the country, Tristan Thomas. That team is likely to be a team that can be a surprise to the top 10 team, number 18, Harvard. Led by the Marx brothers, Hayden Harris, both of at 4. This team could definitely go undefeated again, and I don't see them losing in Ivy League play, and wherever they play at a conference, they're gonna most likely play most of those non-conference games at home. So it's gonna be very interesting for Harvard. I'm pretty excited to see them play. Number 19, the Dallas Blues, they return a top 5 point guard in the country in Freddie Banks. They get a nice 4-star shooting guard in Thompson Williamson out of Phoenix. They return Gian Antetokounmpo as a junior, and they bring in a 4-star center in Andy West. That team is going to be interesting. I can see Auburn, Harvard, and Dallas all being, as well as number 20 Huff College being four schools who can jump up into the top 10 at some point. Next, another top 5 returning point guard in NC Huff returns for Huff College, a senior, and then right beside him is another point guard, a 3- or 4-star point guard, Ben Freeman, coming out. They also return a former top 20 recruit in the 2017 class, and Greg Rickey, three guys who are most likely going to be able to contribute. 6 seeds, you have a top 2 power forward for Oklahoma State in Zion Clement. He was the co-power forward of the preseason power forward of the year and a co-first team All-American. That would be Zion Clement, who is basically the ball handler for them. Number 22, Florida Gulf Coast, is they return maybe the best defensive point guard in the country in Wallace Jones. They landed a guy out of the top 5 JUCO player in the country in Trevor Baldwin, the brother of Tristan Baldwin, the guy who just got drafted into the NTBL. They're going to get 2 years of him, and off the bench you're going to get Charlie Withers, Dwayne Jones, and Christian Tucker, all those guards who can help out off the bench. Number 23, Mississippi State. They return a projected top 10 pick in for Jonathan Norfolk. They return a transfer in Mason Cook, a guy who transferred midseason from Naples. And then Theo Chalmers is a top 15 point guard of the country. While he may be a little bit smaller, around 6'1", 6'2", and only 203 pounds, he's a guy who may be the best playmaker in the country, as a guy who has a career average of almost 12 assists per game. Next, number 24, Michigan. Jalen Arbor, a guy who is returning for senior season, another great playmaker, but a very great scorer, and there is no underratedness for him. He is an amazing scorer, and he's had to do it alone and lead Michigan to mid-tier seeds, like 8 seeds. But getting a guy like Kadeem Payne, the number 1 JUCO player in the country now, he's off in the NTBL as a shooting guard, a great guard partner. That is pretty crazy. And now we are on to 7 seats, but there are obviously only one 7th seed inside of the top 25, and that is the Ohio State Buckeyes. They return the preseason defensive player of the year in Aka Ugor. And guys, the outside looking in, so the next 3 teams are going to be the AGCU Bears. They have a new head coach and former Arkansas offensive coordinator Josh Wells. Michigan State. They have one of the best recruiting classes right now in the country, and they are a talented team that just needs to get meshed together, and I think they're going to be there. Ole Miss, led by Fred Manning, who's going to be a senior this year. Ole Miss had a downfall for being ranked in the top 10 of the country the first few weeks of the 2017 regular season. And other teams to watch out for: Dayton, led by the co-preseason Power Forward of the Year and co-first team All-American, R.J. Perry, and you're going to hopefully see Oregon, Oregon State, Baylor, Florida State, and Ouachita Baptist, Northern Arkansas, and Texarkana, Arkansas, in that top 25 at some point in the season. I'm not sure all of them can do that, but So here, I'm going to now go over to the All-American, to the preseason All-Americans. One sec, guys, I'm going to go use the brush. Yeah, so guys, I'm back. Let's see here. So the Carter Trophy, so that's my name. That is the preseason player of the year. Shea Williams, center, Duke. He's a junior. He's the projected number one pick in the 2019 NCBL draft. The first mock draft is going to be coming out after like about the first month of the season. So from late September to about Halloween time when that's going to come out. So the preseason point guard of the year goes to Allie Freeman, point guard Little Rock or ULR junior. Shooting guard of the year goes to Thomas Cook, shooting guard UT Arlington, he's a senior. So small forward of the year goes to Ian Donahue, a sophomore out of North Carolina, Denver, North Carolina. Power forward of the year, so that goes to Zion Clement, power forward. And R.J. Perry, power forward, Dayton. Center of the year goes to A.J. Williams, Duke, and goalie goes to Ace Harris, goalie, Arkansas. Preseason class awards, so these are going to be like freshman, sophomore, junior. The freshman of the year goes to Evan Hurst, shooting guard, Florida Gulf Coast, and the only reason, so Texas did land the top two recruits in the country. But, I mean, they're obviously going to be sharing time. Like, Jalen Moore, the top recruit in the country, isn't even going to start. Either they are already loaded at point guard there. But, I think he's a guy who will come in and make an immediate impact at Florida Gulf. You know, he's going to be an immediate star there. He was, you know, he's a great scorer. But I don't see a way where Moore can make it. I mean, he most possibly could. But obviously, we're going to predict Evan because he's probably most likely going to win it. Sophomore theater goes to three. Ian Donahue, small forward, North Carolina. Will Schumacher, point guard, Arkansas. He was the number one player. Will Ian was number two. And Christian was actually number 17. He was the surprise and the freshman of the year last year. So, junior of the year. So, yes, we have higher expectations for Ian and Will after Will turned it on in the NCAA tournament. And as well as Ian and both of their respective teams made the national championship with Arkansas and ended up winning it. So that basically, actually that puts them one ahead of Naples, national championship loss, so, and then Christian Thomas, he played a huge role in Georgia's, run to a top seed. And then junior of the year goes to AJ Williams, center Duke, and then Thomas Cook, shooting guard UT Arlington. And the preseason defensive player of the year goes to Aka Ugor, center Ohio State. So now we have the preseason All-American team. First team, which is all of the preseason position award winners, point guard Alex Freeman, shooting guard Thomas Cook, small forward Ian Donahue, power forward Clement and Perry, center AJ Williams, and goalie Hayes Harris. Second team, Mark Phelan, the senior out of Georgia, shooting guard Christian Jones, the junior, Georgia Baptist, small forward Jesper Olin, a small forward from Denver, power forward would be Kaitlin Robinson of UALR. Center Armistead Williams, that would be AJ's brother, at North Carolina. And then goalie is Will Hughes, goalie North Carolina. Third team. Oh, and one reason, guys, I know y'all are questioning if Jonathan Eubanks is a projected top 10 pick. Why isn't he? He's playing at a team with Mason Cook. And he could definitely rise to that occasion, but obviously he's projected. Point guard is KK Healer for the third team, the junior. And his career has gone by so fast. He was a prolific scorer as a freshman, led the whole nation in goals per game at 39.4 was his final, with final season average with Kelvin Robinson. Behind, then we have Josh Huff, who was eventually the player of the year, Horse Ring Lake, and the number one pick in the 2017 NCBL draft. And then shooting guard Josh Green, Texas senior, and he's a guy who is going to start for Texas. He's a transfer from Arkansas and a guy from Naples. So you think, man, you know, he's going to go to Naples. He ends up going to Arkansas, ends up winning 7th Man of the Year twice. I have to predict the 7th Man of the Year. Which, you know, that could be anybody from University of Arkansas. But you obviously know that it's got to be one of those Texas backups, you know. So, yeah, it's going to be Devonte Christian, point guard, Texas, small forward Jonathan Eubanks, you could definitely be higher, senior, power forward Henry Akers, power forward Denver, the only freshman projected here in our, and the reason why, other than Ian Donahue, and then center Aka Ogbor, and then goalie is Trent Alexander. Others to watch out for: Donahue, Lewis Schumacher, Tristan Thomas. That was kind of an argument between Ogbor and Thomas. You have Tristan Thomas, and then you also have guy in Devontae Christian. I'm going to be doing a high school one of these when I get back from my trip on Sunday. So, you guys, thank you guys for tuning in. High school one will be next. And I'm signing out. Peace.